Hi guys, so my name is Jaim Ashir and today I'm going to be focusing on my past with playing many different sports, starting from a very young age. I'm going to explain to you the benefits of being pushed into playing sports and why I'm actually happy that it happened. So I'm going to start out the podcast with a short story from my childhood and get into why I'm telling you it. I was tired and thirsty. Sweat beads were dripping down my young forehead. I was unable to take one more single step. My dry mouth was dying for a drop of water, and my throat was dry from constantly panting for the past hour. I spot a bottle in the distance and painfully step closer and closer, with my muscles screaming for a break, all to reach my much-needed drink. The pure water that'll pour down my throat, soothe my insides, and hydrate me. At last I drink and take a seat. I was done and dreading needing to do this again tomorrow. I took a deep breath and spotted my mother. "How was practice?" she asked. "Tiring," I answered. So I believe that every parent should push their children to play a sport from when they're a very young age. This helped me in many, many ways in my life, and I want other kids to be able to go through what I went through and reap the benefits that I got to. So one of the biggest things that sports has helped me through my life was my work ethic. And it hasn't only helped me, but it's helped many, many other people. A few examples of these are a man named Pat Kearney. He was asked where his work ethic came from, and he responded saying, "Growing up playing Little League soccer, I was taught if the whistle didn't blow, you keep going." Today, Pat Kearney is a retired National Football League player, and he's made millions and millions of dollars playing for multiple teams for a long time. Another person that you probably know is a man that is known for having one of the strongest work ethics on earth. His name is Kobe Bryant. When Kobe was in high school, around my age, Kobe used to go to school at 5 in the morning to train his basketball skills. 5 in the morning. All his peers were fast asleep. And honestly, I would kill to get that extra sleep. But Kobe didn't. By playing sports throughout his whole life, he began to develop a work ethic, wanting to be successful, and would go to school this early just to be able to play basketball. Work ethic has started to be infused in me throughout my life without even me knowing it, and this was all behind sports. So while I was doing sports when I was younger, throughout that whole time, every single coach I played for had the same essential message for me: to always persevere and always, always, always give 110%. So slowly, I started to always strive to be the best I can be in everything. I started to work hard in school, work hard athletically, and mostly work hard in basketball. And of course, work hard in all other little things in my life. This has continued to me today, and I still do all these things. And although I haven't made it in life, the small idea to keep pushing has gotten me this far, and I see it getting me even further in the future. Now, work ethic wasn't the only benefit that I got that helped me as a young kid through sports. Everyone must know it gives people health benefits as well, and it did for me. So, in a research done by the Mayo Clinic, playing sports doesn't only have physical health benefit on kids, but mental health benefits as well. Physical activity triggers the release of endorphins in the brain. They are chemicals that boost mood and help prevent and relieve depression. Playing a sport can also help children develop higher self-esteem, as those who participate in sports develop increased confidence and have a healthier body image than those who don't participate in sports. Sports also help kids to stay away from using substances that can be a detriment to their health, as children who participate in sports are less likely to smoke or use drugs, as well as use alcohol, than children who don't participate in sports. Physically, sports reduces the amount of harmful cholesterol and fats in a person's blood and increases the flexibility of the walls of the blood vessels, helping lower blood pressure. This helps reduce the risk for someone to contract a harmful disease significantly and helps lower the risk of having a heart attack or a stroke in the future. Playing a sport also decreases the risk of contracting multiple types of cancer, according to the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports. So for me, when I was younger, sports always helped me stay in good shape, and it's continued for me today. I'm strong mentally as well as physically, and I've never been happier. I feel it's important for parents to let their kids play sports, as they're going to help them mentally and physically, just as I was helped, and just as many other people were helped. Playing sports young also helped me in more ways than just in my physical and work ethic. It helped me all around my life, especially in the classroom and socially. Sports have many benefits in developing young minds socially and academically. In a study done by the University of Florida, kids who participate in sports earn better grades in school and develop better social skills. In a similar study done by the Centers for Disease Control, they also found that children that participate in high-level and demanding sports improve their overall academic achievements. Three different studies involving adolescents in 2003 found that those who participated in extracurricular activities, including sports, demonstrated improved skills in goal setting, time management, emotion control, leadership, wisdom, social intelligence, cooperation, and self-exploration. And the six pillars of character, which are trustworthiness, respect, responsibility, fairness, caringness, and citizenship, can all be modeled by adults who interact with children in sports. I know I just dropped a bunch of things on you right there, a bunch of studies, but let me just sum it up. Kids that are in sports are being surrounded by good role models, which are their coaches. They start to learn really good personality traits and learn how to be a better person all around. They also learn how to have good social traits and are able to be better with people in their life. This also leads them to be able to be better in school and get better grades and eventually be more successful in their lives. I noticed it a lot in my life, and sports has helped me through all of these things. It taught me really important skills, and I started to do things that I learned from youth sports without even thinking about it, like working hard and being respectful and always just being a good person. This is what my coaches taught me, as well as my parents that were helping me in my sports. Unfortunately, though, some people may not agree with my argument just yet. They may think that forcing their children into a sport could be the wrong decision for him, even harmful in some ways. But a clear example of why this isn't the case is a man named Andre Agassi. Andre grew up being forced into the game of tennis. He was quoted talking about his father pushing him into tennis at the age of just 6 months old. He said his father would hang a balloon over his crib and then tape a ping pong racket to his hand. While he would try to get the ping pong racket off his hand, he would tell his mother, "Look, he's a natural." He said he doesn't remember a life without tennis. And even once Andre was successful in tennis and won a championship in Wimbledon, the largest tennis tournament you can win in your life, his father continued to push him. He was quoted saying, "I called back home and asked my dad, 'Did you see the game? I won, I won.' He replied on his phone, 'Son, you had no right to lose the fourth set.'" Andre, however, began to enjoy what came of tennis, having won championships across the sport in double digits, and even led him to meet his wife of 17 years, whom he loves very much. And of course, he's living with more money than he'd ever need. Andre's story may have started with a fanatical parent pushing him far to succeed in the sport of tennis, but in the end, he reaped endless benefits and has nobody but his father to thank for it. So all in all, encouraging children to participate in a sport starting from a young age will boost their health, both mental and physical. It'll allow them to be more happier and confident in themselves and their abilities and be able to live a longer and healthier life from childhood to their adult years. It'll also give them a really good work ethic. I've experienced all of this firsthand, and it's helped me through life in amazing, amazing ways. And I hope that every child will have that initial push from their parents into sports, even if they hate it at first. I'm sure they'll eventually be grateful for the experiences they had and eventually realize truly how large of an effect participating in sports had on them and in their lives. So, Mom and Dad, thank you so much for that extra push, the encouragement to continue with sports, and all the experiences that have changed my life forever.